Doesn't say the place. Oh, sponsored by Advanta Strategies. But it says, are you giving your projects the specific treatment that they deserve? Are you getting the work done in time and feeling satisfaction? The system proposed in this workshop is actually quite simple. It is a step-by-step process that you can follow with ease. We'll take you through the beginning of the project to its completion, moving through each step in care and thoughtfulness. So it's Advanta Strategies, LLC. It's at 33 Ruppel Road in Hampton, New Jersey. Give them a call at 908-340-6598. It's from 9 a.m. to noon on the 21st. So a lot of people lose days and time trying to get things done and don't realize that they could be more efficient in the way they actually manage their projects. And finally, Change Your Health and Fitness Mindset is happening over at Bainesville Bagwagon on the 21st, on Thursday, 6:30, Natural Market. They will talk about Change Your Health and Fitness. Megan Geertz is the owner of Cadence Cycle Fitness in Flemington, and she's giving that talk. All right, we're going to take another break. We'll be back with more of Good Morning Huntington on HuntingtonShimmer.com in just a few minutes.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're not suited to be sitting in the most powerful office in the world.
That was Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst, who argued that likely Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump will fill a void. Our possible First Lady says Donald is ready to step into the White House.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donald J. Trump is ready to serve and lead this country as the next president of the United States.
And of course, as the convention goes on and the nominating continues, we'll see more fun and frivolity in Cleveland, Ohio. Rod William Stoll, USA Radio News.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every...
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com. It is 11:04 and time for Chamber Radio weather. It is currently 79 degrees with mostly sunny skies here in Flemington, New Jersey. For today, sunny skies with a high near 87. Low humidity is making it quite nice outside. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 59. Tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny with a high near 83. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low of 60. Thursday, sunny, high near 88. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 68. Friday, mostly sunny, high near 90. Friday night, slight chance of some storms and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low of 72. And so far, it's looking like a beautiful but hot weekend with mostly sunny skies on Saturday and Sunday, highs in the low 90s. That's Hunterton Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com. It's time for Some Things About Money. I'm Michelle Heide. With me, Joe Patton, both certified financial planners with Patton Heide and Associates in Annandale, New Jersey. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Michelle, and welcome to Some Things About Money. It's a beautiful day in Hunterdon County, specifically here in Flemington, New Jersey. So I hope everybody's out enjoying this day.
Absolutely.
And didn't stay up too late watching the Republican convention, because even if you did, looking at the news outlets, it's apparent to me that they must have had everyone out there on the floor taping everything, recording, videoing, because they're just coming up with so many opinions about what happened last night. And quite frankly, I'm not quite sure that I was watching the same convention that they were reporting on. So another... well, let's just say example of agenda, perhaps. So I do actually suggest that if you want to form an opinion about what's going on in the convention this week and, of course, next week, that you tune in yourself, because I suspect that the media might just have an agenda here. Could be wrong. But, Michelle, what's going on in the markets today?
All right. Well, so far this morning, it looks like a relatively flat day. We have the Dow that just turned positive. We currently have energy and utilities weighing a bit. S&P and NASDAQ are both down slightly. If we take a look at European markets again, mixed. We have the DAX in Germany down just a little under 1%. CAC 40 in Paris down a little over 0.75%, but we do have the FTSE up by a whopping 0.01%. So we're starting to fizzle out a little bit from some of the optimism that had been going on the past 7 to 10 days. But again, we're pretty much knee-deep in earnings season, so we'll see how that continues. As I mentioned when I spoke with Chris this morning, the financial firms, the big financial firms, you know, their earnings are tending to come in better than expected for the most part. Not that the expectations were anything extremely fabulous.
Well, earnings are important, but I think currency right now is what's still in focus. I mean, although the second quarter earnings are just getting started, a look at some of the earning calls that have just come out recently do indicate that currency is still the one that, you know, people are paying most attention to. Well, it's widely cited in terms of company calls following the second quarter report cards. FactSet scrubbed company transcripts for specific terms related to the number of factors that included items such as Brexit, China, oil, and interest rates. Although the data only includes about 7%, which is 35 companies of the S&P 500 index. You know, they have a chart here that I'm looking at that you can't see, but it does provide an early snapshot of what companies are currently focusing on in their calls and as it pertains to growth and revenue. So in our view, the impact of currency is one of the most directly influential factors on company results tracked in the FactSet data. So it's not surprising to us that by a large, very wide margin, it is the most cited term on company calls. However, it's also appearing that Brexit, interest rates, wages, and issues in Brazil are getting more attention as of late compared to a year ago. Of course, Brazil with the Olympics down in that neighborhood. With a number of concerns heading into second quarter earnings, it's interesting to see how companies are at least early on prioritizing their impact on results. In the Asian Pacific, equities across the region were mixed overnight, with Japan an outperformer after the long weekend. According to a Reuters poll, a strong majority of participants expect the Bank of Japan to ease policy at their July 28 and 29 meeting. Calls for a coordinated effort on fiscal monetary policy have also grown following the recent results of the upper house elections in Japan. Europe, well, as Michelle was saying, European markets are lower. At mid-session, UK house prices rose by over 8% year-over-year in May versus 8.2% in April. However, UK CPI in June rose about 0.5% year-over-year versus expectations of 0.4%, and a prior reading of 0.3%. June PPI data also reflected that early economic indicators in the UK appear stable. However, the data incorporates only a small window of time post-vote, so we believe it is still less informative about economic activity going forward. Conversely, German investor sentiment, well, that deteriorated in July and principally in response to the Brexit concerns. The survey was conducted between July 4th and July 18th, and better results of a post-Brexit world. In our view, U.S., we're kind of this morning, slightly lower, no big deal. People are just kind of digesting the moves that we made recently. But considering what we're looking at the short end, a lot of shorts out there right now, and that may be an indicator of some volatility to come. Stay tuned. We'll find out.
All right. And let's see.
I love dead air.
Dead air. Nope. Now we're back in the red across the board. Again, nothing spectacular, relatively flat.
Okay. Well, not such a bad thing. We can get by with that this morning. After all, the sun is shining. There's a nice breeze, you know, driving into the studio in the convertible. The wind blowing in your hair, since I don't have very much hair to have it blow through. It's so sad.
And I just posted a photo on my personal Facebook page. Today is Wild Hair Day at camp, and I think my son was trying to emulate what it feels like to be me on a humid day, because he had on the big black hair wig, and he's like, I don't know how girls like to have all this hair. It's driving me crazy. I said, welcome to my world now.
Well, we are in New Jersey. So. Oh, let's see. We're going to talk a little bit about pension distributions and choices and what it means to different people going forward in the show today. We're going to talk a little bit about construction. You know, the markets continue to improve there. And, there's a lot of interesting stuff going on as it relates to technologies and small business. So I think we'll spend a little bit of time talking about three technologies small businesses use that will become obsolete perhaps by the end of this year.
Oh, interesting.
And I think we'll get started on all of that fun stuff when we come back from our first break. You're listening to Some Things About Money.
All right. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Rob Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, we are back. You're listening to Some Things About Money here on HuntingChamberRadio.com. If you have a question you would like us to address, please go to our Facebook page, Patton Heidi & Associates. Let us know what your question is. And as long as it's not too personal, relating to your own situation, we will do our best to address it. And if you need to reach out to us with something that you would like to discuss more in privacy, you can reach our office at 908-713-6600. So, Joe, before the break, you were mentioning construction. What's happening in construction and housing these days?
Well, actually, you know, when you're taking a look at what's going on in the market today with energy and utilities weighing on the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ, construction markets do continue to improve. Now, according to the American Institute of Architects, the AIA, the Architecture Billing Index, April's reading of 50.6 matched the average reading for the first quarter, although the new design contracts index surged to 54.3, which is the highest such reading since the middle of 2015. As a diffusion index, any reading above 50 indicates expansion or growing inquiries and new orders for residential, institutional, and commercial construction projects. The index for new project inquiries remained very robust in April at a reading of 56.9, with all regions of the country reporting expansion, with residential firms reporting the highest level of activity. So, good news for Hunterdon County there. Construction continues to outpace the overall mix of the U.S. economy handily. Although the recent revised first quarter GDP was 0.8%, the tailwinds from construction remain solid and are turning into a viable leading indicator to economic strength in our view. Spending on non-residential buildings increased 16% last year, and the rate is up 11% for quarter number one above 2015 levels. Employment for construction added 296,000 jobs in 2015. Not bad. And is on pace to add 220,000 jobs this year, according to AIA estimates. Now, it is not just framers and bricklayers. The employee count at architectural firms is also up 5% versus a year ago. As investors search for stable, expanding macros for the second half of 2016, construction appears to be a prime choice for being, an additive to the U.S. expansion story based on recent survey data. More importantly, construction could be a field where, instead of pulling future work into current periods, the exact opposite might be true. In other words, the labor shortages could indicate some projects are being placed on hold while the industry hires necessary labor. So, wow, that's pretty positive.
Absolutely.
It's good to hear.
Certainly is.
So, yeah, I mentioned before, you know, we were talking a bit about technologies, small businesses.
Technology, our favorite subject.
Yeah. Well, we hear a lot about all the technologies that one day will change our lives, like drones, driverless cars, and 3D printed body parts. That's scary. Don't they have that now in certain types of stores? That stuff is for real, and yes, it's going to have a huge impact on the world, especially within the next decade. But what about the short term? What about the next 2 to 5 years? There are many technologies that you're using in your business which will become obsolete in that time frame. And the last thing you want to be doing is investing your money in the wrong place. Now, here are just three business techs that probably will be disappearing from Earth sooner than you think. Not entirely, but, you know, they're pretty much dead. First, on-premise accounting systems. Remember the good old days when you can purchase your QuickBooks Peachtree or OneWrite accounting software, install it on your computer, and be good to go? Get ready to say goodbye. The big software developers like Intuit and Sage are redirecting most of their development dollars to cloud-based applications. It makes sense. Cloud applications are more easily supported, scalable, accessible, upgradable, and integrated with other cloud-based systems. If you're looking for new accounting systems this year, lean heavily to those either providing cloud-based solutions or that have a plan to do that. Credit card machines.
Credit card machines.
Seeing fewer and fewer of those. I know what you're thinking. Sure, there are all these mobile payment options available to you out there, but you know, I'm still using my credit card for 99% of the things I buy. New mobile read credit card scanners are definitely there, but the transaction or transition is not going to happen as fast as expected. What's the tipping point? More adoption by millennials. Lower transaction fees to encourage retailers, maybe. Digital driver's license for your smartphone, maybe some or all of the above. Whatever the answer, it's ultimately going to happen. Using mobile payments will ultimately be more convenient, more secure, and more profitable for the credit card industry and all those industries that indirectly benefit. If you're a merchant, a restaurateur, or do anything where you accept a credit card at your location, you'll find yourself accepting far less credit cards and far more mobile payments over the next 2 to 5 years. A POS device that only accepts credit cards will certainly become a thing of the past. The last one, office phone systems. That's something that's near and dear to our heart.
Exactly.
Now, once upon a time, you needed a phone system for your office, and it was a big investment. There were servers and software and individual units. You had to hire a firm to implement it all and then train your people. For a small company, it was a huge hit to cash flow. Even when it was leased over 100 years or more, things are changing. You know, a lot of phone systems, you know, provided perhaps by virtual PBX cost about $10 a month per mailbox. Like competitors such as Grasshopper or RingCentral, that company provides all of the capabilities of an in-house system, but through the cloud. Callers get an automated attendant and then choose from a dial-by-name directory. Calls are transferred to smartphone or purchased units. Voicemails are stored online. All of your messages are forwarded via text and email. It works. Now, look for those in-house phone systems to begin becoming a thing of the past, particularly for smaller companies with small budgets, and particularly for those small companies with smaller budgets, it's probably coming even faster.
Interesting. Now, how would that work if you did the web-based
I'm an old guy. What do I know?
System.
But it is cool.
So they dial a number, and that number gets answered by a person, and then that person then redirects to the person in the office that it should go to. Yep, that person's not available. It goes into a voicemail via the web through this cloud.
Yes.
Through the infamous cloud.
Very interesting stuff.
Very interesting. We might have to look into that. Very cool.
We'll put Tony on it. She likes that stuff.
Exactly. Tony, find out about this grasshopper. What are you talking about? All right. So let's see. As you were talking, yeah, the markets really haven't moved very much. We're still basically flat at this point in the U.S. Looks like over in Europe, stocks trade mostly lower, but are pairing some of the losses as the markets wrap up for closing over there. All right.
That's not so bad. So, Michelle, are you going to do the golf classic for the 100 in healthcare? Well, actually, there's all sorts of fun for that. There's actually the golf classic coming up for the Chamber of Commerce. And that's always a good time had by all. And you can always contact the Chamber to find out more information about that.
And that'll be at Hawk Point this year, which would be really nice.
And, you know, I've played Hawk Point. It's a wonderful course. And got to tell you, for those of you who do tend to imbibe just a tad after golf, they make fabulous martinis. So make sure that you check that out. Also, we have the November 10th Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Business Home Expo and Restaurant Showcase, and that's going to be at Hunterdon Central Regional High School in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m., again on November 10th, a Thursday. Big sponsor there is PNC Bank. We thank them for that. And if you're interested in setting up a booth, you can contact the Chamber for more information at 908-782-7115 or go to www.hunterdon/chamber.org. And they will give you all of the information that you need to become a participant for the expo. Let's see. What else is going on? Well, there's
on and on.
Leadership Hunterdon for more information on that. And why Leadership Hunterdon? You know, what is Leadership Hunterdon? You know, it's a group of people who have a vision. You know, they want to be folks who are able to transform the communities, become leadership resources, and work for the benefit of Hunterdon County. And, you know, if you want to meet key business, educational, and nonprofit leadership, participate. If you want to learn more things about Hunterdon County that you never knew were here, participate. And if you'd like to have more information about Leadership Hunterdon, well, pick up the phone, call 908-782-7115. Or, once again, contact the Chamber via www.hunterdonchamber.org. So, a lot of good stuff. And looking at the clock, you know, something's about money. It's just flying around these days. If people want to contact us, Michelle, I guess there is a couple of ways they can do that.
There are a few ways. They can use the phone, which is 908-713-6600. They can check out our website, which is www.hunterdonchamber.org. Michelle Heide, and that's spelled michelleheide.com. Let's see, they can also go through HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Lots of different ways to reach out to us and or our Facebook page, which just look for Pat and Heide, and that'll bring you up to our Facebook page. You can like us
like
and then receive
timely information. We have lots of nice photos on there. You can read about us and about our staff and things that we get involved in that really are non-business related because we are very active in the community. So if you would like to have a conversation with us about your stuff, learn more about some of the changes that have taken place, like the Department of Labor's fiduciary rule and how that's going to impact your retirement account advice that you're getting from your financial professional. You may want to ask us about that. We're fairly schooled on that issue. And more importantly, if you want to talk about what retirement means to you, what it's going to look like when you get there, and what steps you have to take in order to successfully achieve the transition to that goal. And remember, modern medicine is a wonderful thing. And one of the reasons it's so wonderful is because now we're living longer than ever.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to living longer than ever, you also have to be able to afford it. So it's more important than ever before that you get good comprehensive advice that's adjusted and updated on an ongoing basis to ensure that you're on track to be able to successfully achieve that retirement goal, and that's what we do. So come on in. After you give us a call, set up a meeting. We'll sit, chat. Got to warn you, though, more than likely, if you're looking at me, you're not going to see a guy in a three-piece suit with, you know, all of the trappings of so-called success. Because, after all, that would be our clients that would be paying for that. So generally, people pay us for what you know. And that's why we're here on Chamber Radio talking about all of these topics, some things about money. That's why we were running the financial education group, and we were part of American Express, actually, back in the day, and doing workshops at some small companies like IBM, AT&T, Lucent, GlaxoSmithKline. You may have heard of them. And fully vetted for our qualifications and abilities to provide these programs. And we'd like to bring that knowledge and experience to you so you can take advantage of that to successfully achieve your goals. So give us a call at 908-713-6600 or use all of that modern technology to make your inquiry, and we'd love to talk to you. And Michelle, I think it's time for one more break.
Yeah, it's time for our bottom of the hour news break, and then when we return, we'll be digging deep into what to do if you receive a pension buyout offer.
Oh,
so
yeah.
A lot of information. I'll try to not make it too dry. I'll try to make it interesting without being too overwhelming for our listeners.
Take the money and run.
We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Some Things About Money here on 100andChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
The attacks, the ambush-styled attacks that we've now seen in Dallas and Baton Rouge, those were risks that a few months ago, you know, a year ago, none of us would have thought we'd be looking at.
That was the Chicago Police First Deputy Superintendent John Escalante saying teams are now going to double up. And here's the starting lineup for day two of the Republican National Convention. Tonight's speakers, Dana White, the UFC president, Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, the Speaker of the House, Congressman Paul Ryan, Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, Tiffany and Donald Trump Jr., and, of course, Dr. Ben Carson, the retired neurosurgeon. So it's a full night at the Speaker's podium at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Day 2. And you'll hear all about it right here on USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods. No MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic. Nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial allergies in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
It's 11:32 and time for 100andChamberRadio.com weather. I don't even have to look at the wording for the weather because basically for the next 5 days, it looks like we will have sunny skies, temperatures in the mid to upper 80s and low 90s. Today, there's very little humidity, but I'm sure as the heat continues to kick in, that's going to kick up by the end of the week. As we get closer to the end of the week, there is that increased chance of a pop-up thunderstorm. But overall, it looks like a pretty pleasant couple of days going into the weekend as we get closer to the weekend. So that's 100 and Chamber Radio weather. And now we're back to some things about money. So,
yes, we are.
Where are the markets at this point,
Well,
Joe?
The Dow is a little bit green. It's up 4.9. The S&P is down 3.48. The NASDAQ is down 9.1. We talked about Europe earlier. Towards the close, European stocks trading still lower, 73 down for the DAX. FTSE's up 2, CAC 40's down 27. Oil prices, just kind of meandering today. Oil's down 25 cents a barrel. That's $44.96. Gold also looks like it's edging up a bit on receding investor appetite for risk. We've had a nice run-up this past week, but you know, gold could move rapidly with any volatility in the markets. And the 10-year Treasury, the yield is down a tad, 1.5578. So that's what's pretty much going on right now, Michelle. Nothing, you know, treading water today.
All right. So as we've been mentioning before the break, topic today focusing on pension buyout offers. So the letter no doubt arrived unexpectedly. A company you once worked for has an extraordinary proposal for you. You are due a monthly pension when you hit retirement age, but the company is offering to pay you a hefty lump sum right now to buy out your pension. Well, do nothing and your pension situation continues as is. Accept the buyout and you'll have a large chunk of money to invest towards retirement. But you can no longer expect to get that monthly check the company had promised you when you retire. Suddenly, you have a major financial decision to make that could have a significant impact on your retirement. Well, initially, you might even be puzzled about why the company you once worked for is so interested in buying out your pension.
Hmm.
Well, low interest rates represent one reason. Many of these pensions had anticipated that interest rates would be higher and that the money in the pension fund would be growing at a faster pace. These pension funds invest in equities and bonds, just like you might in your 401ks and IRAs. According to Milliman 100 Pension Funding Index, as of April 2016, the 100 largest corporate-defined benefit pension plans' funding status dropped by $24 billion, leaving them underfunded by about 25%. With projected rates of return of more than 7% in order to succeed, you might see how this could become a problem. Not to mention, and Joe mentioned this earlier, people are living longer. That's great for you, but it means extra years of monthly payments that the pension folks hadn't counted on. So that combination has led many companies to try to get out of the pension game as quickly as possible. Because if every pensioner stays in the plan, they could be in trouble. They need to cut some costs and some liability. So what should you do when that lump sum offer arrives? Well, first, sit down with a trusted advisor who can provide you with some information and a consultation because, as we've talked about many times on our show, there's not a one-size-fits-all solution for everyone.
It all depends.
It all depends. The specific terms of the deal and your individual situation both play a role in whether you should accept the lump sum or hold steady and wait for that monthly pension check down the road. One of the most important things an advisor can do is provide you with the facts so that you can make your own decision. If an advisor simply tells you what to do, then they probably aren't doing their job, which is really to empower you to make your own decision. Otherwise, whose interests are they looking out for? So, take this example. Suppose your pension is set to be $2,000 a month. That might not sound like much, but it comes to $24,000 a year. Over 25 years of retirement, that's close to $600,000. If you were going to take an annual withdrawal from your retirement savings, you would need close to $400,000 at a 4% annual return to match the pension over 25 years. So you need to take that kind of information into consideration as you weigh your decision. Is the lump sum large enough, or can it grow enough to provide you with a similar annual return as those monthly pension payments would give you? So it would take, in this case, an 8 to 10% rate of return on the lump sum to give you cash flow equal to the pension payments at your life expectancy. Then you'll likely want to stick with the pension. On the other hand, if a low rate of return could provide that same cash flow, you might want to go with the lump sum. As mentioned, something else to factor into the decision is life expectancy. You can outlive a lump sum, but you don't outlive a pension. At the same time, you can't bequeath the pension payment to your children, but you could leave the money in the lump sum. For many people, the answer might be to take the lump sum and put it into something with a guaranteed lifetime income benefit. That way, they can guarantee themselves a steady income stream into the retirement years that could actually offer greater income than the pension, along with more flexibility and control over their money. However, you want to read the fine print and make sure you know exactly what that is offering and not necessarily take the entire amount and put it into something like that. Another thing to keep in mind is the backing of the payments. While your pension is backed by the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation up to certain limits, and let me repeat that, up to certain limits, your annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Regardless, when you're offered a lump sum, it's your responsibility to educate yourself about your options and evaluate your goals carefully. So here are a few questions to ask yourself before making a decision. Do I have an emergency fund in case of the unexpected? How much income will I need to protect my spouse, significant other, family in the case of death? Do I even need any more income from my investments? Do I need that income now or later? Are there concerns over the strength of my pension? Do I care what is left behind for my family or favorite charity? And the most difficult question, how long will I live? This could be one of the most important retirement decisions you make. Don't take it lightly. Take your time in making your decision, because once you make that decision, you can't change your mind. It is final, irrevocable. So, again, don't take it lightly. speak to someone who deals with this type of thing on a regular basis in terms of working with a certified financial planner so that you can understand the facts. You can integrate your personal situation into the equation so that you can make an informed decision for yourself. Anything to add, Joe?
Well, it's just a huge deal, and you talked on longevity. You have to really assess your health issues if you do have some and what that how that may impact the decision overall.
Absolutely.
You also have to take a look at your spouse and their health issues and longevity. You know, you mentioned leaving an estate to family members, your children. Is there going to be a situation where you may have elderly parents or the kids may not be all that well off where they're going to need some assistance? And, you know, if you have money available, then you have the ability to help out. It may or may not be in your best interest to do it. But then again, if they're loved ones that you care about and you're willing to make adjustments in your lifestyle and your retirement in order to help out those loved ones, it's not the worst thing in the world to have access to money. So taking the annuity payout for life may sound like the safest way to go, but you know there are other implications that you do need to consider.
No, absolutely. I mean, I had a situation not too long ago where she was a widow and was receiving a pension, the survivor pension, but then the company came back to her, which is unusual. It was already in payout mode and offered her a lump sum. We crunched numbers, and it was more beneficial for her to keep the monthly annuity, but she said, nope, I know it doesn't make sense, but I want to make sure that there's something left for my children. You know, she said, I'm willing to adjust my lifestyle a little bit and live off of other resources, but I really want to protect the chunk of money that's still there because something could happen to me tomorrow.
That is very unusual because after you make that election, you know, these life changes may actually occur and you're now regretting that decision that you made. Of course, you had no idea these things would happen that would require access to lump sums, but that's what life is about, the unexpected. Yep. So flexibility and control should not be dismissed lightly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. We're going to do another short break because I wanted to also chat a little bit about evaluating options for retirement plan assets. You know, a lot of talk now, again, under the fiduciary standard coming up, a lot of folks typically have taken things like 401k plans, rolled them into things like IRAs, which, again, in many cases may make sense. But, again, you want to make sure you're evaluating all the options that are available to you. So I just want to cover some of the things to look at when making that type of decision as well. So we'll be back after the break. You're listening to Some Things About Money here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Rob Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we're back to wrap up today's show, Some Things About Money. Again, this is Michelle Heidi with me, Joe Patton, both certified financial planners with Patton, Heidi & Associates up in Annandale.
Yes, we
are. Do a quick check of the markets, Joe.
Check of markets. Wow, markets are now red across the board. Michelle, down 6.33 on the Dow. S&P's down 4.67. The Nasdaq's down 12.24. And we continue in the red. We'll see if there's a rebound later in the day. But, you know, we need a breather. I'm glad you mentioned the Department of Labor fiduciary role. I'm going to be at the Holiday Inn at a Chamber Card Club. It's Wednesday, August 3rd. Probably around 8 a.m. talking to some of the other chamber members in attendance about that fiduciary role. I have about 10 minutes to give a brief overview of what it's going to mean as it relates to 401k plans, rollovers, and IRAs. So hopefully it won't be too dull, dry, and boring, but informative and something that the attendees can use.
Absolutely. All right. I mentioned before the break, you know, there are decisions that need to be made in regards to pensions. There are also decisions that need to be made when you leave an employer, whether you're changing jobs or whether you're retiring, whether it's a 401k plan, 403b plan, other type of employer-sponsored retirement plan. The question always becomes, do I keep it there or do I consider rolling it out either into an IRA or into a new employer plan? And if any of our listeners would like a copy, they can feel free to call our office at 908-713-6600. We have a handout basically that goes through the differences between leaving it in an employer plan or rolling it out into an IRA. And again, it's kind of a graphic to show some of the advantages, disadvantages to both. And again, it really comes down to your personal situation. But just as an overview, an employer's plan, typically, the qualified plan trustee owns the assets and plan participants are bound by the plan's constraints. Assets might be subject to blackout periods in which the account access is limited. That's very common when the plan itself is in the process of changing plan providers. So that blackout period might be just a few days, but in some cases it might be as much as a month, which can limit your ability to make adjustments in your plan.
Now, why is that important to you? Well, if you go back to other times in the market where there was a great deal of turmoil, at least on the short term, you want to have the flexibility to protect yourself. And, you know, if all of a sudden you're looking at a plan sponsor making a change to another plan sponsor, then, you know, you've got maybe as much as a month where there's nothing you can do to protect the assets in the 401k. You're stuck, and every day you're watching the market go lower and lower and lower. You know, just the way it is. So it's a risk that you will assume by, you know, not being aware that these things can happen.
Exactly. In terms of investment options, well, the plan sponsor selects the investment options, might be employer-directed and or self-directed. And again, access to certain types of investments, whether it's mutual funds, individual stock, company stock, typically you don't have access to other stock, annuities, whatever the case may be, an IRA, obviously you have an open door to a wide variety of investment options, self-directed accounts, you are making those decisions yourself. In terms of fees, you know, which is something that everyone tends to focus on first and not as part of the overall consideration, with your employer plan, investment expenses might be relatively low due to the institutional pricing. So typically, you won't pay fees for trading within your account. However, there are plans that are now instituting fees for certain investments within those plans. The good news is, with one of the latest regulatory changes just within the past couple years, your plan is required now to disclose all fees that are paid to the plan. So basically, an employer may charge reasonable fees to former workers and their beneficiaries who remain in the plan, even if the employer pays the fees for active workers. So again, you might want to find that out. You might be paying very little while you're an active employee, but when you leave, some of those fees that had been picked up from your employer might be passed along to you. In terms of an IRA, the investment expenses and the compensation that the advisor might receive is going to depend on the products and or services that you purchase within the IRA. Depending on the type of account that you open, you might be charged a transaction fee, again, depending on what type. And in some cases, a custodial fee might apply to cover the record-keeping costs and things to the IRS. In terms of distribution flexibility, an employer's plan, some plans limit distributions to a single lump sum or put a limit on the number of distributions that can be taken in any given year. Again, this is mostly important when you retire and are ready to access your funds. In an IRA, you know, basically you decide the timing and frequency of the distributions. Beneficiary planning and options. Employer plans may limit your ability to name multiple or contingent beneficiaries. Your spouse beneficiary can roll over plan assets to his or her own IRA, inherited IRA, or employer's plan. Your non-spouse beneficiary can roll over inherited plan assets to an inherited IRA. There are typically some restrictions attached to that, but that could be available. And within an IRA, there are flexible beneficiary options, including multiple and contingent beneficiary designations, other types of custom beneficiary designations. Your spouse beneficiary can roll over the assets to his or her own IRA, an inherited IRA, or employer plan. It's the same thing there. Non-spouse beneficiary can move assets to an inherited IRA and stretch out distributions for his or her life expectancy. So it can allow for distributions along a greater period of time. And you can also choose to restrict beneficiary access to the IRA assets. Again, not all firms offer that. Ameriprise is one of the firms that does offer that, something that might be important to some of you out there. In terms of penalties, with employer plans, a penalty will apply unless you're at least age 59 and a half. Secondly, which is a big one, if you leave the company in or after the calendar year which you reach age 55. So if you end up retiring at 55, anytime between 55 and 59 and a half, before you run out and immediately roll your plan into an IRA, you want to take into consideration whether or not you need to access any of those funds during that window.
In other words, if you can't get a job.
In which case, you might want to leave it in the plan to avoid that 10% penalty. In terms of creditor protections, if you leave your assets within an employer plan, creditors typically cannot access qualified plan assets. If you roll over your employer-sponsored retirement plan assets, you retain unlimited federal bankruptcy protection. State law determines the protection from creditors outside of bankruptcy. And then another area would be if you have employer securities, meaning company stock. There is something called, and this would be a whole program in and of itself, net unrealized appreciation. That is net unrealized appreciation, not depreciation. But basically, there is a favorable tax treatment to allow you to carve out some of your company stock prior to rolling it into an IRA and having more favorable tax treatment on the stock sale in the future. You have to pay tax on what you carved out currently, but then moving forward, any gains would be a capital gains. This is a strategy that needs to be addressed with an accountant that is familiar with the subject. And again, not all accountants know how to make this calculation and make this strategy happen. And obviously work very closely with your financial advisor as well to see whether or not this is something that you should or shouldn't be taking advantage of. All right. And then, you know, lastly, in terms of things like loans, again, we are not big fans of taking loans against your retirement plans. But many plans, many 401k, 403b plans do allow you to take loans against them. Once it's in an IRA, the IRS does not allow you to take loans against that money. Again, in our minds, that is a last case scenario anyway. But if that's your only option, then that's definitely something to take into consideration when determining whether or not you should leave it there or roll it into something else.
Yeah, so you know, you're back to the it depends thing, but quite frankly, just understand, it's not that simple a decision to make. As Michelle's walking through all of these different factors to consider, you have to realize that as much as you may have a need or you may just want to do something, you know, it may fall under the heading of you don't know what you don't know. So it's very important to talk to a qualified CPA who's familiar with these techniques. To ensure that, you know, inadvertently you're not doing the wrong thing, creating a huge tax and penalty nightmare for yourself, or even additional restrictions by moving money out of a plan that had offered you far more flexibility than an IRA will. Mm-hmm. So it's very important that you talk to a trusted, knowledgeable advisor and a good quality CPA to make sure that you're doing it the right way for the right reason.
Nope, absolutely. Speaking of, along the lines of what does a credentialed financial advisor do for you? And, you know, it's one of those David Letterman types of things of, you know, 50 things, blah, blah, blah,
top
10 things.
The reasons why you should work with a CFP.
And, you know, just to share, I'm not going to go through the list of 50, but just to let you know, so as you're listening, if you are working with someone, you can say, oh, yeah, they do that, they do that, they do that. Or you might be saying, oh, they don't do that. They only talk about the investments. Well, a couple of things is basically someone who guides you to think about areas of your financial life you may not have considered. Helps you formalize your goals and puts them in writing. Helps you prioritize your financial opportunities. Helps you determine realistic goals. Studies possible alternatives that could meet your goals. Prepares a written financial plan and/or investment policy statement for you. Suggests creative alternatives that you may not have considered, including the best way to claim Social Security in the future. Reviews and recommends your various insurance programming. Assists you in setting up a company retirement plan, and if you're not a business owner, assists you in researching and taking advantage of what's available to you for your through your employer. Helps you determine your IRA required minimum distribution when you get to that stage of life. Provides reminders about key financial planning data. Checks with you before the end of every year to identify any last minute financial planning needs and how they may affect your tax situation. Guides you on ways to fund health care in retirement. On the investment side of things, helps prepare an asset allocation for you so you can achieve the best rate of return for a given level of risk tolerance based upon what your targets are. Stays up to date on changes in the investment world. Monitors your investments. Reviews your existing IRAs and beneficiaries. Suggests alternatives to help increase your income during retirement. Provides you with unbiased investment research. Shows you how to access your statements and other information online. Works with your accountant in helping suggest alternatives to lower your taxes both before and during retirement. Reviews your tax returns with an eye to possible savings in the future. Keeps you up to date with any changes in tax and estate law. Monitors changes in your life and family situation. Proactively keeps in touch with you. Provides referrals to other professionals such as accountants and attorneys whose work they've seen that they know is quality work. Helps with the continuity of your family's financial plans through generations. Keeps you on track, which is a big one. A lot of our clients are saying, thank goodness you were such a nag in That's making sure that we were doing the things that we said were important to us. Is a wise sounding board for ideas that you are considering. And most importantly, is completely honest with you. You know, doesn't try to cherry code anything or tell you what you want to hear. We tell you what you need to hear based upon what you tell us is important to you. So that's just an overview of some of the things that a credentialed financial advisor does with you and for you. So again, folks, it's not just about your portfolio.
That credentialed advisor also has an obligation to stay on top of all of the changes that would have an impact on those different things that Michelle has just mentioned. You're looking at continuing education credit requirements, whether it be on a state or a national level. And don't dismiss that because, as you know, it seems that every time we go on the internet or pick up a newspaper or listen to the radio, we're hearing about things that affect each and every one of us individually. So you want to expect that your trusted and knowledgeable financial advisor remains just that. And that's only going to happen if they, you know, if they stay up to date on all of the changes that are going to affect your life.
Absolutely. And remember, you can go to FINRA.org, which is www.finra.org. Type in your advisor's last name, and it will pull up a report that, you know, basically shows their work history, their designations, their licenses, whether or not there's been any disciplinary action against them. Again, don't be afraid to do that. It takes, you know, all of a minute to give you peace of mind or not.
And as I said, you know, in previous shows, the other thing you want to pay attention to is the new Department of Labor fiduciary rule. This is not a nice to have. It's a must do on the part of financial advisory firms going forward. Even though it doesn't take effect until next year and fully rolls out in some parts of 2018, firms should be doing that now. They should have been doing it all along, and I would recommend that you do ask for that form ADV because if they don't have it, they're not acting under that rule.
Exactly. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to Some Things About Money here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Have a great day, great week. We'll be back again next Tuesday from 11 to noon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.